All right, we come back into open session. We're moving on to item seven, public hearing. We have item A, community development. Public hearing on community development to hear two resolutions approving the rescission of the entry of existing Williamson Act.
Bernadette?
And then, Mr. Chair, I'll recuse myself from both of those today.
Austin, look, bye-bye.
All right, thank you. This is Bernadette Susan, Assistant Planner. So we are on the Lava Lakes project. The applicant has proposed to rescind their property from the existing Williamson Act contracts to create a new contract consisting solely of property under their ownership. The project site is located on Highway A12 east of the community of Grenada. The historical and current use of the property is livestock grazing. In order to accomplish this proposal, staff would recommend to first amend the existing agricultural preserve to remove this property, rescind the property from the existing Williamson Act contracts, and create an individual agricultural preserve and corresponding Williamson Act contract. The amendment to the Ag Preserve rescission and reentry of Williamson Act contracts would bring the property owned by the applicant under a single preserve and contract. Staff recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15317, open space easements or contracts, and adopt resolutions approving the rescission of the applicant's property and reentry of the new Williamson Act contract and amendment to the agricultural preserves. Thank you.
Any correspondence, Wendy?
Not at the clerk's level.
No other reports or from public agencies then? Any proponents, arguments?
Sure,
none online. Any opponents?
Also none online.
Public comment?
Sure,
none online. No rebuttals. Do we keep this open or is it closing here?
We can close this one.
Okay, closing the hearing. Board member discussion.
I'll make the recommended motion.
I'll second.
Alrighty. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Just a quick question. So they're already in Williamson Act. You're rescinding them, coming back into it. Okay,
yes.
Nothing
no
really changes.
Additional property.
Okay.
Or
yes.
Thank you.
Item B, can you public hearing consider resolution? You know what to do, Bernadette. You know how to do it.
Okay, so this is for the Costello Ag Preserve Amendment. The applicant has proposed to rescind their property from the existing Williamson Act contract, which currently has five property owners, and to create a new contract consisting solely of property under his ownership. The project site is on Highway 3, south and west of the city of Wairika. The historic and current use of the property is timber production. During the review, it was found that one parcel at 33.12 acres does not meet the minimum parcel size requirement. The applicant was notified of the issue and provided with information on the boundary line adjustment process to bring this parcel into compliance. First, in order to remedy the issue of multi-owners under one contract, staff would recommend rescinding the property from the existing Williamson Act contract and issue a new contract consisting of only Mr. Costello's property. Secondly, should the applicant not address the issue of the substandard parcel prior to September 2023, staff would bring back a recommendation to the board to issue a notice of non-renewal for the substandard parcel only. Staff recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15317, open space easements and contracts, and adopt a resolution approving the rescission of the applicant's property and re-entry into a new Williamson Act contract.
Okay. Correspondence, Wendy?
None at the clerks.
Let's go down to proponents' arguments.
Showing none online.
So there's no opponents, I take it? Public comment?
None online.
So there will be no rebuttals. Close the hearing, Wendy?
Correct.
Board's discussion.
Through the chair. Yes, please. So what's the minimum? 40 acres?
40 acres.
And so the proponent has the ability to increase that with the boundary line adjustment?
They have the option to merge that smaller parcel with the larger parcel to create one, or they could adjust the boundaries to make that over 40 acres.
So through a boundary line adjustment, please don't take this the wrong way. Those aren't done overnight. Would a boundary line adjustment be done by the time in September when this was due?
potentially if he does get the application and...
Where I'm going with this is I don't want to come to September
yep.
and they put the application in and it might be on us that it's a delay. So that's the only thing I want to make sure that...
Yeah, staff recommended the September deadline because that gives us the noticing, extra noticing requirements
okay.
so that we can meet that. We do have some flexibility there okay. with him if he doesn't get it in time and staff needs additional time to process that boundary line adjustment.
Understood. I just know that
in the
past,
yes.
in the past we've had, you know, a year out for a boundary line adjustment. So I just don't want to see that interfere with this progress.
Could because it is substandard, we would want to move forward with that non-renewal,
right.
knowing that he's still an agricultural preserve and he can come back at a later time and request that be brought back in. Should he at a later date, any time between the non-renewal issuance and 9 years down the road, to bring that back in.
But is there an additional cost to the property owner to do that?
It would be an amendment. And it would be a processing and application the same as the amendment that he's requesting now.
So where I'm headed with this is, should we move that September date to a little later so we don't get into that conflict?
If you move it to a later date, we potentially could run into, well, because it's annually, so the non-renewal is January 1st. So mm-hmm. if we don't meet that deadline, if we don't get those notices done for the non-renewal by that January 1st deadline, we are looking at a full another year that he stays under contract with a substandard parcel.
So it would be no effect, or it would be?
It would be. So it would basically, we wouldn't start that non-renewal process for a full another year. It would give him a full calendar year.
Okay. I think I get it. I'm just looking for both of our sides, the property owner and the county side, just an efficient way that we don't hit a conflict and then, you know, we create more rabbit trails. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other discussions, Supervisor?
Yeah, so I kind of agree. It would be a shame to cause him financial burst because the process took too long on our end. In other words, it would be nice to kind of hold him under the gun to make sure that he started the process to do the boundary line adjustment. But if it takes a long time to get that done just because the process takes a long time, whether it's on our end or just because it's the process, I would almost rather push it out and let... Does that make sense?
Yes. I'm trying to think of how...
Because I don't want to cause him undue fees just
right,
because
so that
the process takes longer when he's actually trying to do the right thing.
And that's... he's had opportunity to apply for the boundary line adjustment, so I...
With the understanding that it's going to cost him a lot more money if he doesn't do it?
For him to come back, yes. He's aware that if he does not do the boundary line adjustment, he would have to, at a later date, apply for another contract amendment to bring that property back in for us to rescind that notice of non-renewal. He has not applied for the boundary line adjustment to this date, so this process has been going on since... June of 2022, working with this applicant.
So for 6 months, 8 months. And he hasn't done it.
I don't know that he will be doing it.
Oh. Hmm. Well, that's a little different.
I'll make the motion. I'll make the motion.
You have a motion to approve?
And that's the all three parts of the recommended motion, correct?
That's fine.
Thank you.
Motion's going to die for lack of a second.
Oh, I thought. Yeah, I'll second. Sorry.
Okay.
For a second.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for.
I'm for the vote.
I'm sorry. I was.
So, Bernie, if I could follow up question. So, the minimum size for Williston Act is 100 acres, if I'm not mistaken.
40.
It's 40. I did not know that. Okay. We're good to go?
Just a little further discussion for our board members that I think Ray and I, Supervisor Hatt, I learned yesterday. One of the things, structures within the Williamson Act are taxed at its normal rate. Only the land is at that reduced rate. And that's something I was not aware of. I kind of had that idea, but that was solidified yesterday. Is that correct?
Yes.
So
the residents isn't
right. Fully taxed.
No, I think I get the whole picture. You're still giving a tax break. Is what
on the land?
Yeah. There's no discussion there. No, for me, no other discussion.
Okay. So we're ready? Alrighty. Supervisor Howell.
Aye.
Supervisor Kobsev.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valentine.
Yeah, that's a no, particularly because this thing has been going on. I don't like, and then you drag it out, and next thing you know, it gets dropped, and we're stuck with holding the bag. So I'm a no on that one.
But it's a resolution that does carry, correct? It was
correct.
Three positive votes. Thank you.
One more public hearing to consider resolutions carrying the board's equipment.
Do we need Supervisor Chris back in for the road names?
Yes.
Yes.
I think that's
Supervisor
different.
Chris. Okay, public comment, public hearing to consider resolution. Governor Board's intent to name three unnamed private roads. Joy Place, Jean Court, and Lily Lou.
Good morning. Shelley Gray, Assistant Planner. Per County Code, prior to approving a road name changes, the Board of Supervisors would need to pass a resolution indicating its intention to name the unnamed private roads requested by Jay Tranch. Today's meeting is to request to set a date upon a determination of the board that it is appropriate.
Do it up.
Going through the packet, I'm trying to understand why these roads. We have lots of unnamed roads in the county. What benefit is this?
I believe for addressing is important for CAL FIRE, for assistance in case of an emergency. There are cabins that have been built along these areas, so.
These are all pretty small private roads completely within the permit of the JA Tranch.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there's no tie to encumbering the county maintenance on these roads?
No, there is not.
Anything else I should know?
Nope.
Nobody can tell from that.
In all due respect, no.
Nicely done.
Chair, this is just to identify. This is coming from the property owner themselves. Correct?
Yes, it is.
And mm-hmm. They just can't do it arbitrarily. These will be on the map.
Correct.
Essentially.
Correct.
Okay. And this is to set a hearing for it. Correct.
That is correct.
Okay.
For further to formally adopt the road
good.
Names, yes.
Gotcha.
And
you.
That earliest would be May 2nd for us to do the noticing.
Yes, staff has requested that in the resolution if that's appropriate for the board.
Anyone else?
One other question. Do these roads service anyone else other than Jay Prince himself?
No, they do not.
Okay. All right. I'll make the motion to set up the hearing, I guess, is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Second.
And
that was 5-2 for the hearing.
May 2nd.
Yep.
Yeah,
and Supervisor Kobsev for the second.
Yeah.
Thank you. All righty. And there was no public correspondence, any of those questions?
Right. Ask them, Wendy. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the clerk's level had no correspondence.
I didn't think so. You would have told them, right?
Correct.
Any public comment?
Sure, not online.
Okay, Wendy.
And technically you're closing the hearing,
yeah.
Correct? Thank you. All righty. Now, Supervisor Howell.
Aye.
Supervisor Kobsev.
Aye.
Okay. Supervisor Chris.
Aye. I just want to make sure we're getting entertaining with the names. We had one in my district about 3 years ago called Bootleg, so we're getting entertaining with the names. I'll be
nice. Okay. Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Through the chair, just through counsel, question. How is it that we have a public hearing for a set of public hearing? Wouldn't we normally just have this come before us and then we would set the public hearing?
Yes, you're absolutely correct. I went ahead and posted a public hearing that could have waited for, public noticed it, basically,
okay.
If you must know.
Oh, no worries. It was just kind of odd. So.
It is odd. Trust me, it's very odd.
But were you required to do that?
Either of those.
No.
Okay, then that's fine.
No,
okay.
I just...
That's fine.
Did
that's
it.
Fine.
So
I just thought it was...
We'll try again.
And no, it's fine. I just
okay,
thought
thank
it might
you.
Have been a new state law, and I'm going, holy cow.
No, you're totally, totally aware and on top of it. Yes, thank you.
Okie dokie. We're going to move on to... we're going to convene as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District. Any public comment?
Oh, I apologize to the chair. Caller ending in 1137. It is your turn to speak.
Hi there.
Hi, good morning. This is Chrissy Reynolds from Popka Lake. And I wanted to make a public comment on the things that are happening out here at Popka with the unintended consequences of the Klamath Dam removal process. We have residents out here that don't have a computer, that are not tech savvy, and in the process of having to deal with the mitigation process, other residents such as myself and Danny and Francis, you know, we're hit all the time with asking for tech support or asking for help or how do we do this. And I would like to ask for a public hearing from the board on how to mitigate the mitigation process. This is an unintended consequence, I'm sure. But our lives are being all encompassed by this process, and it's exhausting, it's painful, and we have our own lives that we're trying to live and still be of service to our community. And none of this really should be falling on us, and yet we feel the obligation and the burden of being there for our community. So I'm just asking the board to please call a public hearing, and if there's any other, you know, mitigation processes that are being negotiated, that the COPCO residents, could it be done at COPCO where it's all open and transparent? A lot of these mitigation things are asking for secrecy, and, you know, we just need to be open and transparent and honest about everything that's going on. And so that's why I'm asking for a public hearing on this for the residents of COPCO as far as unintended consequences and mitigations to dam removal. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Wendy?
Technically, COPCO is not part of the flood district. I'm going to consider that a regular BOS comment.
Thank you, Wendy.
And because it sounds like she was asking for a public hearing from the Board of Supervisors, not technically the flood district.
And I took it as public comment, but I didn't want to interrupt the process. So.
Thank you.
Thank
just
you.
Wanted to make sure.
All right, let's move on. No more public comment?
Showing no
other. Okay. Item D, minute approval, March 21st. Move to approve.
Second.
Yeah, I had no changes to either of those. So, Director Haupt.
Aye.
Director Kobseff.
Aye.
Director Chris.
Aye.
Director Ogren.
Aye.
And Director Valenzuela.
Yep.
And Mr. Chair, just for Chris, she called this morning when I was on the road, but I'll get back to her after.
Okay, well, thank you, Supervisor Chris. We're going to convene as County Service Area 4. Public comment.
Showing none online.
We have minute approval of March 21st.
No changes.
Second.
Okay. Director Haupt.
Aye.
Director Kobseff.
Aye.
Director Chris.
Aye.
Director Ogren.
Aye.
And Director Valenzuela.
Yep. We're going to adjourn as the County Service Area 4 and come back as Board of Supervisors. We have item A, review status of local emergency related to the drought.
Good morning, Board of Supervisors. My name is Brian Schnone, Director of Emergency Services.
far as the drought declaration, I would like to see you move to approve that at least one more month. We are 23rd wettest year, but we do still have...
Say that again.
23rd wettest year in 129 years.
We can bold that, right?
Yes. Yes. And then, so we do still have D1 moderate drought for 81% of the state, or 81% of the county, I'm sorry. D2 severe is about 3.6% of the county. Still affected is about 52,000 acres of farmland and then 22,000 head of cattle. At least one more month is what I would like to see, if we could do that, and then see what the snowpack's going to do. Snowpack did get pushed today, about 129% above, which is great, but once that starts seeing some warmer weather this week, we can see what that groundwater recharge looks like with all the flow.
In reading the resolution, it's the percentages are way out of date. Current of what's existing in the county.
Okay, you can adjust.
No comment. I looked at the drought monitor this morning as well.
So I see the state of California is kind of breaking up how they portion out who's in drought and who's not, and evidently we're still in it. Is that fair to say? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, so Siskiyou County is still...
Yeah, so where I'm headed with that is because they're able to portion out now where it is, does that give us the ability to portion out within our county what area is under drought versus which is not? And I'm going to use, maybe Scott Valley and Shasta Valley are coming out of it, but Butte and Tule Lake area may not. And what we've had to do in the past is encompass the whole county under this declaration. So when it comes back, is that a potential that we can identify where we may still have drought condition?
I don't know the exact answer to that, but okay. I certainly, that wouldn't be a difficult process. I mean, we write state of emergencies for each part of the county. Mm-hmm. That why couldn't we just encompass that?
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? Wendy?
This drought resolution has been coming back every 60 days, not 30. And if there were any changes to the drought information, I believe it's going to have to be a new resolution, a new declaration, versus changing this one. So.
Chair, are we going to go 60 days in on this, or do you want it shorter?
I don't think 60 day would be necessary. I'd like to see what this 30 day outlook is. According to drought, removal is likely.
The resolution says every 60 days.
So
part of the resolution.
To 30.
What's that?
30. To bring it back, it would have to be a whole new resolution.
I think it'd be a whole new resolution. This one states it's to come back every 60 days for consideration.
Okay.
So you'll bring one to it, a new one in 30, is that what I'm hearing? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
You
have to. Yeah. Or 60 days.
Sounds great. Let's do that.
Bring a new one in May, then it sounds
or
good.
Drop it, right? Because boom.
Yeah, but at least 60 days on that.
No, you know what? At the end of the day, if it comes back in 30 days, we're going to figure out how.
Right. But if this is extended today, it's good for technically another 60 days.
We can extend it sooner.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Just to kick this horse a little bit longer, I know for the Tule Lake Basin is highly dependent upon the Klamath County, so I'm sure you're coordinating with them for that water source.
Absolutely. And they are in a higher drought category than us. Again, they just got another really good snowstorm, so we'll see what their snowpack looks like as well.
Thank you.
Do you have a motion?
No.
No. Not yet.
Move to extend.
Second.
Extend. Okay, thank you. All righty, Supervisor Help.
The other thing I see at this point is a political drought, so I'm the no.
Okay. Supervisor Kopsev.
I got a question now, sorry. So if this doesn't pass, what does that do for you?
For our office, nothing, but my concern is for the community members in the Butte Valley that are still under that D2. So what I'd like to see in that part of it is for their potential for funding in rural.
Have they been getting any?
Drought's got to end. And the state hasn't lifted a drought yet.
It's got to end to get the funding?
Yes. So that's a concern with the drought. Whereas like a wildfire, we know when the start and stop date.
Okay.
The drought does not have that.
Okay. come. I'm an aye with the understanding that this may come back sooner than later. So.
Thank you. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes. Item B, status related to the cultivation of marijuana cannabis.
Move to extend. Is there any additions that need to go in here as well on this one, or do we
Sheriff?
Know?
What do you think?
Well, we're in the process of updating it.
Did we have a second? I'm sorry.
Not yet.
Okay,
yet.
Thank you.
The Sheriff has anything to say on this?
Well, what I'll say is we're in the process of updating the stats and putting more relevant information since it's outdated.
Yeah, as long as we're going to continue, I think it should be updated each and every time.
Each time it comes up, right?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I have the new stats from last year that I can add in there.
And there might be an addition, too, as well, besides just stats, right? No, yes, maybe?
Well, yes, I think the plan is to have an all-encompassing to include environmental health, public health, fire, and other things that aren't captured in that currently, so we're going to make it a little more robust.
Okay. Thank you.
You have a motion?
Same concern. This is a resolution that's been returned. It was adopted back in 2020. Mm-hmm. Any changes would be a new resolution, a new declaration. So.
So I'll second whatever they're going back to the right time.
And they could, whoever, the sheriff could bring it back, whoever's going to bring it back could bring it back sooner than 60 days.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Updated
so yeah.
Yeah.
If it's updated.
Okay.
Then I'd just, this would just drop
yeah.
off and
right.
I wouldn't bring it back.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty. So, Supervisor Howe.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobsett.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yeah. Item C, status of local emergency related to Mud Creek debris flows.
Good morning again, Supervisors. That would be a motion to terminate.
So move to terminate the
second
declaration.
Okay.
We have discussion.
You anticipate this coming back at us when it warms up and start getting snow off and on?
Yes, we do. And at that point, we would build a new, so I have a new proclamation that I'll be bringing forward on that. But this one is running its course.
Okay. All righty. So, Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobsett.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Thank you.
Item D, review of status local emergency related to McKinney Fire.
I would like to move to approve that or extend that due to the fact that we are still seeing those slides, and as we start to see this warmer weather come, that those debris flows will start to happen again. We're doing some mitigation work out there with Public Works, and then also under that declaration as well, we have the state's support in helping with not only the mitigation of it, but also the control of some of that, and then also the CDA request through the state to continue mitigate some of those debris flows.
I'll extend with a couple of questions. Did we send anybody up on the ridges above? I mean, it's not measured, but do we know how much snowpacks up on Gunsight and out on the ridges that are contributing flooding potential in the beginning area?
Not that we have been able to send anybody up there.
No. I guess.
But I don't. I don't have a good guess. Probably have to snowshoe up there.
And how are the mitigation measures holding up on the creek with the residents and the last fall?
So everything's frozen right now, so it's looking good, obviously. Nothing, there's no movement. However, as we started to see a few warm days last week, it did start to see, we did see some movement in that flow.
Okay. And the county road work is holding? Yes, at this point.
Yeah, so the culverts that we have been able to address, those have held. Again, the hydrological flow has been completely changed up there, so we don't really know where any of the water is going. And that's kind of, that is our major concern, and the reason why we would want to extend this rock is that we don't know where this water movement's going. We know what it used to do, but we don't know what it's going to do now.
And for maybe Rick, do you anticipate the McKinney cleanup being completed by the time we get snow melt?
At this point, I would say probably not.
Yes.
Wrong answer.
I'll take it as an honest answer.
We're working with the state today and the Forest Service today to get that taken care of, but there are still some properties that are very concerning to us.
Yeah. There's the high percentage that they'll probably turn back to us. The contractor has not fulfilled their timeline, and there's other complications we're trying to work out.
Okay. Turn back, does that mean we put out a contract then, locally?
Yes. Potentially.
Okay.
It's the five, correct?
Yeah.
There's five properties, and then there's two of us that we're able to get to. We're trying to get a road closure today with the Forest Service so the contractors would feel safe at least getting up there next week without head-on leaving a logging truck.
Thank you. The motion stands.
To extend, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. All righty. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Kobzev.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Thank you.
Item 11 is minute approval. A and B, do we have any corrections?
No corrections on either.
Okay. Board's wishes?
Second.
Is that for both?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Kobzev.
I'm naming it's canceled. Just
yeah, I need to place something in that page that day.
We weren't here.
I was out front on the bench, waiting to see if anybody showed up. I was. So we're good?
Aye.
Thank you. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Thank you.
Item 12, closed session. Probably take so how long yet?
It'll be at least an hour.
At least an hour.